Morning, everyone. In honor of the Siyum of Maseches Beya and the Haschala of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, I want to share a fascinating story with you about a Yid, a Baal Bas, who learned Maseches Beya and Maseches Rosh Hashanah over 4,000 times. Pal de Kazakh, but this is the Maisa. Among the many Matsevis, Kvarim, and thousands of Kvarim and Har Zesim, there's one Matseva that sticks out that's unique because of what's written on it, and it says the following. It says, Po Nitman Harav Chasid Eliezer Yosef Lederberg. This is a person by the name of Eliezer Lederberg. Hirbitz Torah Barabim. He was a Malamed Torah Barabim. Lamed v'chazer Baal Peh. Yosim Arbas Alafim Pam. Maseches Beah v'Rosh Hashanah. He learned in Chazer Baal Peh more than 4,000 times Maseches Beah and Rosh Hashanah. Davar Nifla. He learned his Maseches Beah and Rosh Hashanah more than 4,000 times Baal Peh. That's what it says in his Matseva. And question is, what is the story behind this? And this farming down the following mice, and this Eliezer Lederberg was a Yid who was a Baal Bas, who was a Talmid Chacham, who was a storekeeper. He had a store in the old city of Yerushalayim near Shaar Yafo. He lived in the early 1900s in Yerushalayim. He was Nifter in 1954. And he was a person who was a Baal Bas, but he used to give shiurim. He was a Marbitz Tyra, a Talmid Chacham. And at a certain point, he realized that his eyesight was deteriorating, and he went to a doctor, an expert. And the doctor told him that there's an operation which could be done, which could possibly heal your eyes. You shouldn't go blind, but there is a risk. If it doesn't go right, then the surgery itself could chalila make you blind. And he was very distraught by this. He said, "You know, I become blind. Parnasa, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me. I'll figure it out. But what's going to be with my limud HaTorah? I'm not going to be able to learn if I'm blind." And he asked the doctor. He said, "Does this operation have to happen right away? Can I push it off a little bit?" And the doctor said, "You know, you're safe for 6 months. You could wait 6 months, and we could do it then." So he took the following 6 months, and he said, "I'm going to take a masechta. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to memorize it, and then I'll have what to learn when chalila I go blind." He started with Beah. He learned it again and again and again. Yom of the Laila, he just kept on chazering it till he mamish knew it baal peh. He finished Beah, then he took Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and again he started learning it again and again until he mamish knew baal peh. He committed these two Masechtas to memory, Beah and Rosh Hashanah. 6 months was over. He went to the doctor. He says, "Okay, now I'm ready for the surgery." He performed the surgery, and Baruch Hashem was successful. He was able to see. He fixed his eyesight. So now he fixed his eyesight, but he's stuck with these two Masechtas in his head, and he knows baal peh. And he said, "You know, if Chalila would have been blind, I would be learning these two Masechtas again and again, baal peh. Now, Baruch Hashem, Hashem was meitiv to me. He gave me my eyesight back. It shouldn't be any worse. I shouldn't do less than I would have done then. And I should continue chazing these Masechtas again and again." And for the rest of his life, he just kept on learning Beah and Rosh Hashanah whenever he was, whether he's learning or walking. Yom v'Laila, he chazed it again and again, baal peh. Until Atzeif Yamav, he was able to chazer these two Masechtas 4,000 times, more than 4,000 times. It's half a fellow what he was able to accomplish. And as he writes, it says at the bottom of the Matseva, it says that he wrote in his Savah, they should write this on his Matseva, that he learned his Masechtas over 4,000 times. Because Ulai Gamakari Kabbal of Lasus Kacha, maybe whoever reads the Matseva will also be Makabal to do such a thing and be Nasarim and Ischazik from him. It's Kavalik Alimut for us. This is a person who was Navach, he was sick, he was losing his eyesight, he was older. And what he was able to do with his time, Kamachamra, so we have our Kaichas, we have time, we should utilize the time. We finish Maseches Beah to chazer it again and again. We should be zeichet to chazer whatever we learned many times, to master it, lilmud lelamid, to finish all of Shas, and to learn it, and to master it, and know it, ba'emek, be'ian, and be'bekiyas, and to really master and use our Kaichas and utilize them as best as possible.